The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go, search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word, that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. The Gospel of the Lord.
An epiphany is when that light bulb goes off, that aha moment. Have you had an epiphany in your lifetime? We all have. I always think about geometry class. I'm sorry to dredge up nightmares for some of you. It was a huge epiphany to discover that you could not prove a triangle by angle side side. And all you mathematicians understand that joke. But when you connect all the dots and it makes full sense, that's an epiphany. But I could never understand why this feast day was called Epiphany. And so I had to look up what the word means. An epiphany is a sudden, intuitive perception of or insight into the reality or essential meaning of something, usually initiated by some common, ordinary occurrence or experience. It comes from the Greek word epiphanein, which means to shine upon, literally, to appear or to be made manifest. Okay, that kind of makes sense, because this feast of Epiphany is the first manifestation of Christ to the Gentiles. These strangers from the East, these Gentiles, are able to recognize the Christ there with his mother. That is an epiphany moment for them. They recognize the Christ in the commonplace, in the ordinary. That is their aha moment. That is when all makes sense. We've got just a couple days left of the Christmas season. The new year is upon us. We're about to start ordinary time. Our prayer is that this new year may be a year filled with epiphanies for all of us, that we may be able to recognize the Christ in the ordinary and in the commonplace.